I think the other question that's coming up more and more is what to do about the primary tumor in the setting of concurrent metastatic disease, whether a nephrectomy is still indicated. And in general, I say yes, if they're not galloping outside of the kidney, if the disease isn't massive or if it's not growing fast, I say take the time to do the nephrectomy because the kidney in place is going to cause trouble at some point. It's going to cause pain or it's going to bleed or whatever. But there are people where there's more disease outside of the kidney than even inside. So then those people, you have to start something.
Is there any role for a trial of systemic therapy in a patient like that, you know, maybe before you send the patient for surgery?
Well, that's been done in the setting of, well, I don't know if it's been in non-metastatic disease, but there was a neoadjuvant, there were two neoadjuvant studies, one at MD Anderson and one at Beth Israel, where they were giving, I think, targeted therapy, either Sutent or sorafenib, prior to surgery to see what the effect was on the primary tumor. And I think the problem was, again, that with the anti-angiogenesis approach, wound healing is an issue. And so you can see clearly some effect on the primary tumor from these drugs, just radiographically. All of these show, and even the metastatic tumors will show a central necrosis that increases with just a small rim of tumor. So you might see, you know, if it's a lobulated primary, you'll see some increase in the amount of necrosis that exists.